Thank you, Dee Kirby. Hi, Rosie.
Well, Bing Crosby, fancy meeting you here.
And Rosemary Clooney, fancy meeting you.
Well, after all this fancy dialogue, don't you think we ought to sing What Takes My Fancy?
I don't see how there's any way we can get into any other kind of song after all that buildup, is there?
No, we got to do What Takes My Fancy.
I think we're committed, yes, to say the least.
Well, I'll be swacked and tickled in moonshine. You ain't such an ornery cuss.
Well, I'll be piped and peddled for coal. All you ain't such a gloomy old Gus.
Well, I don't want to give you no ideas, but you might not make a bad wife. Cooking grub and tinning up dieties.
Hold on, Grandpa, not on your life. Them what treats me girly has to find out early. In my mama's litter, I'm the independent critter. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy, I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy?
Well, that ain't no crime. That there's what keeps me young and prancy. What takes my fancy? I do all the time.
Well, bless my boots and paddle my britches if you ain't the sociable type.
Oh, well, hootin' owls and sufferin' polecats if we ain't a similar stripe.
Don't let this unravel your undies, but you might not make a bad groom. All cleaned up for company Sundays.
Now, hold on, sis, you're sealing your doom. Here's a tip I'll give you. Partnership I'll give you. But you ain't promoting me from my protective coating. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy, I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy,
I likes to do. And if it makes my pockets fatter, it doesn't matter who I do it to.
We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy, that ain't no yarn. If folks objects to how we act up, what gets their backs up ain't no skin off our. We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy, that ain't no crime. And if it keeps us young and fancy, what takes our fancy, we do all the.
We do all the
summer,
winter, spring
or fall, the whole darn tootin' time.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present Mr. Bing Crosby with Mr. Buddy Cole and his outstanding group.
And where are you going, Rosie?
I'm going to sit right here and listen.
I'm going to sit right down here and listen to this song, Remarkable Fortitude.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, just let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, 'cause I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it's gonna tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum. You're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're the melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Mendelssohn, Shakespeare's sonnet. You're me. Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a real Jim Dandy. Yes, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're a National Gallery. You're Bob Hope's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon. It's faded soon to pop. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top.
And now, friends, here's some words and music containing a bit of sage counsel for you all.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
What would you like to sing, Rosie?
I'd like to sing Near You, Ken.
Well, snuggle right up. I don't mind at all.
Well, may I express my gratitude for your kind cooperation?
Oh, glad to oblige. Come near, my dear.
Would it be okay if I sang Near You, Near You?
Hot's a nice.
There's just one place for me. Near you, it's like heaven to be. Near you, times when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray, more than just two lips away. If my hours could be spent near you, I'd be more than content. Near you, make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my days near you.
Thank you. remember some time ago we were talking about salmon, the discovery that salmon have a sense of smell?
I recall it vividly. We even suggested that salmon could be used as underwater bloodhounds, didn't we?
That's right. We even intimated that a salmon might be instrumental in putting a man in the can.
Yeah, you said that, didn't you?
I'm afraid I did.
Yeah, yeah.
A salmon to catch a crook.
I wonder if a snook could catch a crook.
Well, a snook with a good hook. A sensitive snaz might catch a crook just as well as a salmon. I can give that considerable credence.
Yes, I think you've had enough of that. But now, do you know what the latest thing is? Marine biologists have discovered that fish actually make sounds.
You mean fish talk?
Mm-hmm. They talk and chatter away quite a bit down there.
Well, what's all this we've been hearing all these years? Skin divers referring, you know, to the... to the world down there, the silent world?
Well, to a skin diver or any diver, it does appear to be a silent world. But if you listen to what's going on down there with hydrophones...
Oh, ho, 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 hydrophones.
There's just no privacy anymore, is there?
I guess not. That's what they listen with down there in the ocean. They listen with hydrophones, and they discover that fish really make noises.
Well, I suppose it stands to reason. Must have some means of communication besides wiggling their tails and... goggling their gills at each other.
And taking playful little bites out of each other.
Well, the biologists point out that there seem to be three different means of fish communication. The first one is the warning. A warning that an enemy is in the neighborhood. Then they also make another sound that's a defense call. And the third is a spawning signal to attract a mate.
Hmm. They have signals to attract a mate down there in the underwater work world, huh?
Yeah, just like up here in the dry land world.
Some of these fish are positively human in their actions. There's one particular fish that whistles at a prospective mate.
Well, what do you know? A finny wolf, huh?
Mm-hmm. And not only that, this fish, I think it's called the toadfish, he really whistles loud.
Well, he wants to get his point across.
And another very pertinent point, it seems to me, is that not all fish can talk, but they all have hearing organs.
Oh, I see. In other words, in the fish world, there are more listeners than talkers, huh?
That's right.
Well, now that's what I would call an ideal society. You know, where the listeners outnumber the talkers.
Yes, the trouble is, up here on land, everybody's talking and nobody's listening.
Well, except our dear listeners at home. We hope they're listening. First I'm sighing, cause I love you, then I'm crying, cause I love you. Sighing, crying, that's the way love goes. Nights of sadness, cause I love you, nights of gladness, cause I love you. Sadness, gladness, that's the way love goes. My heart starts in palpitating when you're close to me. Why is love so aggravating? That's a mystery. First we break up cause I love you, then we make up cause I love you. Break up, make up, ask a guy who knows. First you break up, then you make up. Nights of gladness, nights of sadness, crying, sighing, that's the way love goes. Starts in palpitating when you're close to me. Why is love so aggravating? It's a mystery. First we break up cause I love you, then we make up cause I love you. Break up, make up, ask a guy who knows. First you break up, then you make up. Nights of sadness, nights of gladness, crying, sighing, that's the way love goes.
You know, when we were talking about the talking fish, I left out one very important point, that the freshwater minnow makes a purring sound during mating season.
Well, that's understandable.
I just can't get over this lovey-dovey fish talk.
It's absorbing, isn't it? You know, the thing that impressed me most about these underwater discoveries, this listening in with the hydrophones and all, is that there are more listeners than talkers in the fish world. I think this is wonderful.
Now, I imagine that a catfish would purr during the mating season, too, wouldn't it?
Oh, catfish has got to purr.
Sure.
Wonder if catfish are good listeners.
They're good to eat, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes. And I'm quite sure that the purring sound on the hydrophones would be catfish.
Then. At the proper time.
The mating time.
I wonder, while we're into this subject here, would little catfish be called kittenfish?
Yeah, now, Rosie, let's not get kittenish about this. This is a deep scientific study we're discussing.
I think somebody ought to purr a song.
Moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town. They take in the sidewalks when the sun goes down. It's slow as molasses that drips from a can, but moonlight Mississippi is the promised land, with their deep south talking that's so pleasant to hear. Like corn on the cob, it's mighty sweet on the ear. There's just 7 houses and 1 yellow hound, for moonlight Mississippi is a whistle-stop town. Down round the levee where magnolias bloom, I never seen such a place in my life. The air gets so heavy with the sweet perfume, you can cut it up with a knife. At night on each plantation, cotton gleams so darn white. Stars go on vacation, folks don't need a light. The trains don't stop at moonlight unless they're flagged down, for moonlight Mississippi is a whistle-stop town. Mississippi is a whistle-stop town.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ends this rendezvous.
Both of us hope that you enjoyed it. You know, we have, and we thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Adios.
Rosemary asked me to wish a very fine radio station a very happy birthday. It's CBS radio affiliate WBNS in Columbus, Ohio, 35 years old today. And all of those 35 years, excepting the first 9 days only, have been spent as a CBS radio network affiliate. WBNS listeners, hearty congratulations.